listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. This time it's our request night, so happy listening, everyone. In particular, those of you who've asked me to play something specially for them. Well, I try to oblige, so let's go. I'm still getting requests to play the signature tune in full, and one day perhaps I'll do that. But firstly, I want to thank Mr. Michael McAllister for pointing out that it has been issued on LP. He tells me it's on one of those specialist labels from America, the Old Masters, number TOM49, in case you're interested, which you might be able to get from one of those shops that imports records from the States. Meanwhile, Mr. John Stetterford of North Watford sends a long list of requests and will be happy with any one of them, he says. He asks, what's on the other side of the signature tune? Well, the other side of mine is Phil Napoleon and his orchestra doing Clarinet Marmalade. Here it is. The flip side of the signature tune, Clarinet Marmalade by Phil Napoleon and his orchestra, for Mr. John Stetterford of North Watford. Mr. Desmond Gispert of Paddington says some very kind things about the show, thank you very much, and remarks that the trumpet soloist on Art Khan's Senate Theatre Orchestra record I played last January could have shown Bubba Miley a thing or three. Perhaps he did just that, who knows? Also, I have a very big head-making letter from Mr. Bernard Pryor of Ilford, thank you, sir, who says he likes the old dance tunes I play, despite the scratch on some of them, and recalls as a child being told by his sister always to remember to change the needle each record. Quite right, too. So how about you two sharing a record, the other side of the Art Khan, with the same muted trumpet and fine clarinet playing sobbing blues, and very little scratch, though it's 52 years old.
Thank you.
Sobbing Blues by Art Carn and his Senate Theatre Orchestra of Chicago for Mr. Desmond Gispert and Mr. Bernard Pryor. Okay? Well, I'll have a break while I change the needle and we have some more requests.
I love the sounds of spring. And that's my Coleman.
But why get it now?
Well, it's at summer prices.
Really?
Yes, call your coal merchant now and get your fuel at summer prices and save money.
Hi, this is Mel Brooks, broadcasting to all you wonderful guys, gals, and in-betweens out there in Radioland. If you haven't seen Young Frankenstein Lightning, you don't deserve to be listening to this terrific station. See Gene Wilder as the Mad Doctor. See Peter Boyle as the grotesque monster. See Marty Feldman's eyes, one at a time.
See Young Frankenstein at the ABC Shaftesbury Avenue and Swiss Center scene now. Certificate AA.
Hey, don't spread it around, but Lasky's have some fantastic offers right now. If you get in quick, you can save pounds on hi-fi equipment this week. When word gets out, there's going to be a riot! Lasky's. Lots of branches in and around London.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Mr. Kenneth Collins is going to enjoy at least three records tonight, for he's a fan of Annette Hanshaw. And he also asked what band lies behind the name of the Home Accord Dance Orchestra playing Oh, How I Love My Darling on Home Accord, of course. Well, it's a studio group called the Ambassadors, including Phil Napoleon, trumpet, Miff Mole, trombone, of course, and Jack Pettis on C Melody Sax, and Irving Kaufman singing. Let's share it with the others, shall we? Ambassadors with Irving Kaufman, Oh, How I Love My Darling. Gorgeous lyrics, suggested by Mr. Kenneth Collins of Wanstead. He also asked whose band plays Moonlight and Cherie on another very old Home Accord record. Answer, Ben Selvin's. Well, now I think I'd better give the ladies a chance. I've a request here from one who always listens, she tells me, but she asked to be known as Frederica. Oh, maiden, my maiden. Oh, sorry. Anyway, Frederica lives in Westminster, and she would like to hear Paul Whiteman's Rhythm Boys, yes, Bing Crosby, age 23 or so, singing Sweet Lil and Ain't She Sweet. Of course. Your wish is my command.
All right, boys, I suggest we take this up to good, fast, nappy tempo.
You say you want it fast?
Well, if it's going to be good, it must be fast.
All right, son, you
are you all set?
Damn set off. Damn all set.
One, two.
Boom, boom, do-do.
Why, the man's crazy. He ain't saying.
Why, thank you. Oh.
It's all right. Now, go ahead with it.
All right, son. You know, some folks wait for the nighttime.
Yes, some folks wait for the dawn. Well, I want to tell you what I've waited for, and I've waited plenty long.
I bet I know you wanted a girl who was different.
Wanted one that was suits your taste. Now that I possess
her. What are you going to do?
She ain't going to wait.
Why?
I got a sweet little neat little dear little cute little girl I'm going to call my wife.
I'll bet she's got the sweetest ways.
Just as hot as the bright sun's rays.
But what about the other girls talked about?
Their names in my date book are all scratched out. And I know she loves
me. Wait a minute, son. How do you know she loves you?
Oh, well, principally because she told me so.
Oh.
Show me a girl that doesn't lie. Watch where I go.
All right.
Now, of all the babies I've met, she's the only real one yet. I got a sweet little neat little dear little cute little girl I'm going to call my wife.
I got a sweet little neat little dear little cute little... girl, I'm gonna call my wife. She cooks, she bakes, she sews. And how that baby doll wears her clothes.
When she wears those chiffon hoes, the cops don't care which way that traffic goes. And in a short while, after we're wed, I'll pass the smokes around and I'll repeat what I've said.
Now blondes, brunettes, they are key.
But mine's a little redhead.
We know what you mean. I got a sweet little, little, little cute little girl I'm gonna call my da 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 da. Ain't she sweet?
Boy, she's coming down the street.
Now, ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
I'm telling you, boys, that girl's nice.
You don't have to ask me twice.
Now, ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
Just cast an eye.
Cast an eye.
Her direction.
Her direction.
Me, oh my.
Me, oh my.
Ain't that perfection?
That's real perfection. Boy, she's neat. I repeat. Now, ask you very confidentially, ain't she? Does she know her ABCs? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Ain't she sweet?
There you are, my dear. Paul Whiteman's Rhythm Boys, Sweet Lil and Ain't She Sweet, for Frederica of Westminster. Oh, now I see a previous customer coming back for more. Mr. Bill Kayser of Sidcup, whom I played My Blue Heaven last time, begs me to put on a record of the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra playing She's Funny That Way. Well, yes, I can and will, but please forgive me if it sounds a bit rough. The only copy I can find has someone been playing darts with it, I think. It's very good otherwise, though. Okay?
Thank you. living and lucky to be. I got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way. I can't save a dollar, ain't worth a cent. She doesn't holler, she'd live in a tent. I got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way. Though she loves to work and slave for me every day, she'd be so much better off if I went away. But why should I leave her? Why should I go? She'd be unhappy without me, I know. I got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way.
Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra with Tommy on trumpet as well as trombone. She's funny that way. She's not only funny that way, she's lovable and sweet too. And that's the title of my choice for Mr. Gough Curtis of South Harrow, who asked if I'll choose one by any band of his long list of top names of the great days. So I thought of this one, made in 1929 by Ambrose and his Mayfair Hotel Orchestra.
You don't see in the follies. Is she that way lovable and sweet? No one else can hold a candle. What a precious thing to handle. Is she that way lovable and sweet? What eyes like skies, the bluer to lure your heart. What lips that grips, the redder the better you like from the start. If you want an angel near you, holler out and she will hear you. Is she that way lovable and sweet?
Sweet by Ambrose and his orchestra for Mr. Gough Curtis. Mr. Alex McKenna of Raynham, Essex, asks that I play Not All Jazz, Please, so I hope you'll find this week's selection an answer to that. And as you're a fan of Harry Bidgood, before he became Primo Scala with his accordion band, you'd like something by him. Well, how about this? It was made in 1927 and I bought it then. Just Another Day Wasted Away. ¶¶
drifted away, filled with gloom. All the day alone, hoping you would phone, but you never called me. Covered miles of ground, pacing up and down, round my room. Just another night, and nothing in sight, and nothing but dreaming. When I go to sleep, memories creep, making me blue. And when the break of dawn I see, what it's going to mean to me. Just another day, wasted away, waiting for you.
Harry Bedgood and his broadcasters, Just Another Day Wasted Away, on an 8-inch broadcast record, with Ted Heath on trombone, Len Shevel on banjo, and Harry Bedgood himself on piano behind the vocal. I'm sorry, I don't know who the others are, but they're good, aren't they? Pity Harry Bedgood never wrote an autobiography. It would have made fascinating reading. Anyway, we're back with some more after the break.
Wheatley Taverns present the sensational Ella Fitzgerald in Cabaret, April 13th to 19th at the Circus Tavern near Dartford Tunnel, Purfleet. For details of Ella Fitzgerald bookings, telephone Circus Tavern, Purfleet 4001. Purfleet 4001.
Here's what the crickets have said about young Frankenstein. And this is what the critics said.
Time magazine says young Frankenstein is madder, funnier, more inspired than anything being done in movies today. The Daily Mail says the producers and Blazing Saddles were just foretastes of the delights to come in young Frankenstein. See young Frankenstein at the ABC Shaftesbury Avenue and Swiss Center scene now. Certificate AA.
Hi, I'm Ian Davidson, and I'm here to keep you company during the wee small hours of the morning from 2 until 6:30 a.m. Monday to Friday on Night Flight. I play some really great capital sounds each morning, so if you're up and about, join me tomorrow morning.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Now back comes Mr. Alan Fenby of Woodley, Reading, for something by one of his special loves, and mine too, Annette Hanshaw. Can you slip in Annette's record of Fit as a Fiddle, asked Mr. Fenby. You bet I can.
I did a diddle and the cat and the fiddle and the cow jumped over the moon. The world is right, my heart is light, I'm like a baby. There is no maybe, I know my fate. I never knew what love could do, my heart is reeling. The way I'm feeling is simply great. Fit as fiddle and ready for love, I could jump over the moon up above. Fit as fiddle and ready for love. Haven't a worry, I haven't a care. Feel like a feather floating on air. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Soon the church bells will be ringing, and I'll march with Ma and Pa. How those church bells will be ringing, with a hey nonny nonny and a ha cha cha. Hi diddle diddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, and what did he say? Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. I could jump over the moon in the sky, fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Don't worry, don't care, feel like a feather floating on air, fit as a fiddle and ready for love. in my heart I feel like singing when I march with Ma and Pa. How those church bells will be ringing with anyone, anyone, ha, cha, cha. I diddle, diddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, and what did he say? Said fit as a fiddle, and I'm all ready for love.
The greatest girl singer of them all, I think, Annette Hanshaw, fit as a fiddle. Could anyone be depressed after hearing that cheerful charmer? And while we're about it, how about some optimism from Bing Crosby, who sings You Lucky People, You, from his film The Road to Zanzibar back in 1940. That's Joe Sullivan on piano, by the way. He's been requested by, oh no, I don't believe it, Mr. Harry James of Maida Vale. Not the man who married Betty Grable and blew his own trumpet. Well, I'm sure he'll be pleased to know that this one is to be included in a vast 7-disc biography of Bing, to be issued soon on World Records. More of that later. Meanwhile, the original 78, You Lucky People, You.
Are you wearing old dreams breaking out at the seams? They should be new. And have I got the bargain? You lucky people, you. Here's a hollyhock scent makes a lady or gent feel well-to-do. And the price fits your pocket. You lucky people, you. Then here's a green velvet landscape, and to prove I'm no rogue, I'll add a smart-looking rainbow like you see pictured in Vogue. I've a wonderful buy in a wraparound sky of moonlight blue, and it's yours for a love song, you lucky people, you. Out at the seams, they should be new. And have I got the bargains? You lucky people, you. Here's a hollyhock scent that makes a lady or gent feel well-to-do. And the price fits your pocket. You lucky people, you. Now here's a green velvet landscape, and to prove I'm no rogue, I'll add a smart-looking rainbow like you see pictured in Vogue. I've a wonderful buy in a wraparound sky of moonlight blue, and it's yours for a love song, you lucky people, you.
Bing Crosby, You Lucky People, You, from Mr. Harry James, not the trumpet player. And the next one is from Mr. Tom Brown, not the trombonist, who asked if I would play any record of Love Made a Gypsy Out of Me, a pop song of 1930. And here's one by an American girl with the unusual name of Welcome Lewis. Rather nice, don't you think?
A weary rover am I, and folks are wondering why I lead the lonely life that I do. They're sympathetic, I know. They ask the reason, and so I tell them just what I'm telling you. Gypsy out of me, the only one I really care. sleep until I see my dream boy in reality. Although my caravan is merely shadow, love my only guide, somehow I feel that my idea will soon be at my side. Until we meet, just a vagabond I'll be. For love alone made a gypsy out of me.
Malcolm Lewis singing Love Made a Gypsy Out of Me for Mr. Tom Brown of Sudbury. Mr. Harry Baker of Sunbury on Thames asked me to keep up the good work on Mardi Gras. Thank you, sir. I'll do my best. And asked if I'll play Bix's record with Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra of Singing the Blues. Coming right now. Thank you. Bix and Tram with Eddie Lang and their friends singing the blues, a true classic. And we'll have some more requests after the break.
Can I get a taxi here?
Taxi?
Never mind. Suppose I can walk. What have we got here, then? Punty mess.
What did you say?
Punty mess.
You're a bit of a mess yourself. Who do you think you are talking like that? Get out of here.
What did I say?
Here, Willie, Gypsy, hello. Give me a arm, will ya?
Look, this is all a mistake. Punty mess is a drink. Really, beautifully bittersweet. You drink it, iced or on the rocks with soda. But personally, I prefer it with tonic or lemonade. Now, look here.
Townies. I think they own the world.
As yet, few places outside London have beautifully bittersweet Punty Mess.
Right, last orders, please, you chaps.
Well, here we are back again on Mardi Gras. I think I must be on the right lines, for Mr. L. Pierce of Ashted, Surrey, says he still thinks the programme is great and would very much like to hear Ken Collier's jazz band play Cielito Lindo. He even quotes the number, so I couldn't refuse that sort of request, even if I wanted to.
Thank you.
Finito Lindo by Ken Collier's jazz band from Mr. Pierce of Ashted. Mr. Simon Allsop of Ilford has been trying to convince his friends of, I quote, the high quality and fun attitude towards life portrayed by the music of the 20s and 30s. And quite right, too. It seems his friends say the lyrics were trite. Yes, I agree, some of them were. Then so were the lots of the lyrics of popular songs back to Elizabethan times. Hey, nonny, nonny, and ha-cha-cha, as Annette Henshaw said just now. So are the lyrics of today, very often. Very, very trite indeed, heaven knows. But a great artist can make a great song out of triteness, whether it's Caruso or Bing, Melba or Annette. Mr. Allsop asked if I'll play anyone doing Singing the Bathtub, or if not, Waring's Pennsylvanians playing Sleep. I can't seem to find a good one of the bathtub number, so here's the original 1923 recording of Waring's Pennsylvanians, Sleep. My apologies for the surface hiss. Abrupt ending. The million seller hit in 1923 by Waring's Pennsylvanians for Mr. Simon Allsop. Now for another member of the Annette Henshaw fan club, Mr. David Harper of Eastcote. He wants her delightful record of That's You, Baby. When I played it to her some years ago, Annette giggled with delight as she heard the panpipes bit towards the end. That's me, she said. Usually I played ukulele or piano.
Subtraction, I'll prove them to a fraction. Oh, I love you.
sunny. Who's a little honey? That's you, baby. Take a bunch of sweetness and a lot of neatness. Who's that bunch of sweetness? That's you, baby. You are perfection to a T. After inspection, I can see you for me. Take a bashful baby and a little maybe. Who's a little baby? That's you.
Henshaw making an encore this show for Mr. David Harper of Eastcote. Last orders, please. And for Mrs. Rod of Greenwich, a record by her favourite of the old-timers, Al Bowley. It makes a nice one to end with, too. Good Night, Sweetheart, with the composer Ray Noble directing the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra.
Thank you.
Al Bowley, Good Night Sweetheart, for Mrs. Rod, and So to Bed. It's been fun playing your requests. Next Morton week we'll have some more good old good ones, so I look forward to playing them for you. Till then, this is Brian Russ saying Good Night Sweetheart, and everyone else, from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music, and all that jazz.